Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church, and today is Grandparents' Day. We're going to be looking to God's Word to share some thoughts to our grandparents and to all of you that are here concerning the importance of the role that grandparents have in the church. And I want to draw your attention in our call to worship to a passage of Scripture that many go to, Deuteronomy chapter 6, the first two verses that say, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged." Now, this message was specifically given to the nation of Israel, and it was God's method of being able to communicate the Word of God orally, because there was no, at that time, written record of the Scriptures. So we're looking at a time period in which there's no Bible to go to. Everything is presented orally. And many of us grew up in a time where there was a lot of oral type things that were shared with us. For instance, the history of our families. For most of us, we didn't have anything written. It was just passed down from generation to generation of where our families came from and where both sides of the family lived and who our grandparents were and things of that nature. And sometimes the stories got elevated, if you know what I mean by that. They got turned into, you know, your grandparents were, they knew all the presidents, and they were just especially gifted. And that may not have been the case, you know. They kind of, like fish stories. The fish started out this big and had a gland problem and was this big when it got back to the house. You know, the wonderful thing is that now we have a written record. And so we need to, as believers in Christ, communicate not only to our children, but to our children's children, what? The Word of God. To communicate to them. But not just words. And this is my point this morning. Not just words, but life. Life decisions. Life actions. Life choices. Those are the things that speak louder many times than words. How we live before our kids and before our grandkids. And so I pray this morning that on this Grandparents' Day, as we seek to teach God's Word concerning what He has shared about the role of grandparents, but also for all of us that are here. You know, there are grandchildren that are here. There are great-grandchildren that are here. We need to set an example for them, not just in word, but also, as James says, in deed. Word and deed. Those two need to be connected in our hearts and lives. And that way we'll have a full and complete communication of what needs to be given to our boys and girls for the future to set them in good stead. Do I hear an amen? Amen.